forced to twist their words and insert another syllable into the word desired, a syllable which our language does not normally allow to be inserted. But with your permission, I shall add it. That which is good, they say, is a thing to be desired. The desirable thing is that which falls to our lot after we have attained the good. For the desirable is not sought as a good. It is an accessory to the good after the good has been attained. I myself do not hold the same view, and I judge that our philosophers have come down to this argument because they are already bound by the first link in the chain, and for that reason may not alter their definition. People are wont to concede much to the things which all men take for granted. In our eyes, the fact that all men agree upon something is a proof of its truth. For instance, we infer that the gods exist, for this reason, among others, that there is implanted in everyone an idea concerning deity, and there is no people so far beyond the reach of laws and customs that it does not believe at least in gods of some sort. And when we discuss the immortality of the soul, we are influenced in no small degree by the general opinion of mankind, who either fear or worship the spirits of the lower world. I make the most of this general belief. You can find no one who does not hold that wisdom is a good and being wise also. I shall not appeal to the populace like a conquered gladiator. Let us come to close quarters using our own weapons. When something affects a given object, is it outside the object which it affects, or is it inside the object it affects? If it is inside the object it affects, it is as corporeal as the object which it affects, for nothing can affect another object without touching it. And that which touches is corporeal. If it is outside, it withdraws after having affected the object. And withdrawal means motion. And that which possesses motion is corporeal. You expect me, I suppose, to deny that race differs from running, that heat differs from being hot, that light differs from giving light. I grant that these pairs vary, but hold that they are not in separate classes. If good health is an indifferent quality, then so is being in good health. If beauty is an indifferent quality, then so is being beautiful. If justice is a good, then so is being just. And if baseness is an evil, then it is an evil to be base, just as much as, if sore eyes are an evil, the state of having sore eyes is also an evil. Neither quality, you may be sure, can exist without the other. He who is wise is a man of wisdom. He who is a man of wisdom is wise. So true it is that we cannot doubt the quality of the one to equal the quality of the other, that they are both regarded by certain persons as one and the same. Here is a question, however, which I should be glad to put. Granted that all things are either good or bad or indifferent, in what class does being wise belong? People deny that it is a good, and, as it obviously is not an evil, it must consequently be one of the media. But we mean by the medium, or the indifferent quality, that which can fall to the lot of the bad, no less than to the good, such things as money, beauty, or high social position. But the quality of being wise can fall to the lot of the good man alone. Therefore, being wise is not an indifferent quality, nor is it an evil either, because it cannot fall to the lot of the bad man. Therefore, it is a good. That which the good man alone can possess is a good. Now, being wise is the possession of the good man only, therefore it is a good. The objector replies, it is only an accessory of wisdom. Very well, then. I say, this quality, which you call being wise, does it actively produce wisdom, or is it a passive concomitant of wisdom? It is corporeal in either case, for that which is acted upon and that which acts are alike corporeal, and, if corporeal, each is a good. The only quality which could prevent it from being a good would be incorporeality. The Peripatetics believe that there is no distinction between wisdom and being wise, since either of these implies the other also. Now, do you suppose